Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Tuesday. I'm at Bridgestone Arena. Big Joe is at the studio getting ready to travel with MTSU. Predators back in action tonight, looking for their first win of the season against the Boston Bruins. We say hello to former Predator, former Bruin, Hal Gill, who's on the line with us. He will be on the TV coverage tonight. Skillsy, I don't think you really have to set it up much better. Just go out there, figure it out, get a win.
Yeah, but it's not going to be easy. Bruins are a good team, big defensive core. So Preds got to find a way to get into scoring areas and score some goals and defend against some pretty good players in Pastrnak and Marchand. So it's going to be a tough one. But you know what? Why not? You know, go out there. If you want to get a win on the board, you better work for it.
Zach LaRue gets called up and likely going to make his NHL debut tonight. We've watched this kid grow up the last few years in training camp and in the American League, and now he finally gets the call to the NHL. What are you looking for him to bring to the lineup tonight?
Well, I think he's a skilled player with an edge, you know, so I think his skill is in and around the net, digging in the corners, scratching and clawing. You know, he protects the puck well on the boards. He can grind guys down. I think he's got to do that tonight. I think that's his game. And, you know, not going over the edge, but he's got to get his nose dirty. And that's the kind of player he is. And that's what it's going to take to win tonight. So I think it's a good time for him to be in there. And, hey, he's a kid playing his first game. Just go let it rip. Do what you do. You know, there's a reason why you got called up. Go out there and play your game, and I think his game suits what the Preds need right now.
Hal Gill is with us. Andrew Brunette, you know, is obviously trying to figure this out, and he's made a few lineup changes. He's trying to put the pieces in the right place. But how important, even though you're 0-5, is it for him not to chase the lineup too much so that chemistry that everybody's looking for and hoping to see can build?
Yeah, I think that's the million-dollar question. That's when do you change it up to try to get something going, and when do you stick with it so guys can get used to playing with each other? It's a tough question, and I think Bruno's been trying to give some consistency, but at the same time, if someone's not going, you can't reward him with more ice. You got to switch it up and go with whoever he does think is going. And so, you know, the bottom line is guys got to make plays. If you want to be on the top line and get more minutes, you got to make plays. And so I think ultimately, you know, look, talk to every player around the NHL. They're going to tell you, like, they want ice time. That's the number one reward. You know, you can pay a guy millions of dollars. If you don't give him ice time, he's going to be upset, you know. So if you want ice time, go make plays. If you want to be on that second line, you better make plays. And so you know, I think that's the ultimate reward, and I think you got to be a little bit consistent with it, but it's really tough when you're not winning games.
We're talking to Hal Gill this morning on the Chasing Big Joe Show. Hal, if you take a step back and look at this, are you shocked this team has no points through five games?
Yeah, I think everyone is shocked, probably no one more than the guys in the locker room. Like, whoa, this was supposed to be, you know, a big year for us. We have huge expectations. The coaching staff had success last year with what they were doing, and they're just not, they're not executing the game plan, and it's out of sync and out of whack. I think everyone's shocked about it. But the bottom line is, you go out the next day and you work your butt off and try to right the ship and get everything organized, and then execute your game plan and give it everything you got.
Hal, what's the longest losing streak you were on when you played in the NHL?
I forget. I don't think I ever lost, to be honest.
with that being said, I mean, how important, and this might seem like a goofy question, but how important is communication within the team when you're going through something like this, like to lift each other and not get frustrated? How important is that?
Yeah, there's a fine line between, you know, accountability and hey, buddy, I got to be better. You got to be better. And, you know, tearing down the fabric of the team. You know, you need to build each other up, but you also, you need to call it what it is. Like, if you're If you're playing bad, you need to own up to it and be better. If your teammate is playing bad, you know, you gotta make him accountable. And I think the coaches have to do that. But more importantly, the players in the room need to say, hey, you're not good enough. I'm not good enough. I'm going to be better today. You be better today, and we'll go out and get a win. But it's a fine line between tearing a teammate down and building him up.
Hal Gill is with us. And along those lines, I mean, it's no secret that UC Saros in his career, he's kind of been a slow starter. He just has. But obviously, they need him right now. They need him to play better than he has been playing. So when you were playing as a veteran, you know, you play with a lot of great goaltenders, but the year that you guys won the cup in Pittsburgh, Marc-Andre Fleury was your goaltender. Were there ever times where you just needed to pull him aside, or when you were here with Pekka or what have you, and just say, hey, you know, what do you need? Like, just kind of give him a pep talk, or you just kind of let him work through it?
I've never blamed a goalie in my life. And I think that's, for the most part, why goalies like to play behind me, because it all trickles downhill, right? Like,
sure.
There's a mistake on the forecheck, and that winger is never going to get blamed because you let a guy go by. And there's a mistake on the defense, and there's a missed coverage here, and then, you know, a goal happens. Mistakes happen all over the ice, and when a goalie makes a mistake, it usually ends up as a goal, and it's on him. I think Juice has played well. You'd love for a guy to go in and steal games for you, steal wins, and that's what we all expect Juice to do, but that's just not a realistic expectation. I think you have to play better in front of him in order to call him out on anything. And so, you know, at some point you get some confidence from a goaltender that steals a game for you, and hopefully, you know, that's tonight where he goes out and plays lights out and they get a big win and you have confidence in your goaltender. That's great. But as a team, you need to give them some support and you need to play in front of them. And I think the defensive breakdowns that have led to goals are not on him. I think you can't just point at the most obvious guy. And I think it's a team-wide thing. I think Juice is involved in it, but I don't think it's fair to put anything on him. So I want a confident goaltender. I want a guy who believes in what we're doing out there. And so I'm all for, hey, bud, you're our guy. I know you're going to make the saves when it counts. And I got your back the whole time.
He is the great Hal Gill. He'll be on the television coverage for the FanDuel Sports Network tonight, making its debut. So no longer Bally.
So that's what it is. That's a difference maker. New network, new season. Here we go.
Yeah, that's
right. Roll now.
That's right. I think it's going to be beautiful, and I look forward to seeing you as well. Thanks so much, Hal. We'll talk next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. Cheers.
That is Hal Gill, better known as Skillzy, joining us here on the program as the Predators get ready to take on the Boston Bruins. And again, a later start tonight, 7:45 will be the puck drop. We'll have the pregame coverage with Max Hurst starting at 6:30 here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game.